Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PC's preparation. A significant development has just taken place in the realm of international relations, one that has the potential to reshape the dynamics between two nuclear-armed nations, and it's all about a region that has been a bone of contention for decades. First, let's talk about the recent elections held in Gilgit-Baltistan, a region that Pakistan claims as its own, but India asserts is an integral part of its territory. On 7 June 2026, Pakistan conducted elections for the Gilgit-Baltistan Assembly, which consists of 24 seats. What makes this significant is that India has lodged a strong protest against these elections, reiterating its stance that Gilgit-Baltistan is an inalienable part of India. This stance is rooted in history, as Jammu and Kashmir acceded to India in 1947. Crucially, the region is also strategically important due to the presence of the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, or CPEC, which passes through Gilgit-Baltistan. And here is something that surprises many students: the Shaksagam Valley, which is part of Gilgit-Baltistan, was ceded by Pakistan to China in 1963. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Gilgit-Baltistan region is part of the Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, and India's official stance is that it is an integral and inalienable part of India. Pakistan must vacate the region, according to India. The CPEC, which runs through Gilgit-Baltistan, makes it a crucial strategic location. And remember this number: 1963, the year Pakistan ceded the Shaksagam Valley to China. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, this development connects to the core theme of India-Pakistan relations and territorial sovereignty. It's essential to understand the historical context and the current dynamics at play. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic falls under the umbrella of international relations and is a favorite prelims fact, so note this carefully: Gilgit-Baltistan is an integral part of India, and Pakistan's actions in the region are a significant point of contention between the two nations. With that background in place, let us look at another significant development that has taken place on the international stage. North Korea, through Kim Yo-jong, has declared its nuclear status irreversible and non-negotiable, ahead of a visit by Xi Jinping to Pyongyang. What does this mean for the Korean Peninsula and the global community? But why does this matter? It matters because North Korea withdrew from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or NPT, in 2003. The NPT recognizes five nuclear weapon states: the United States, Russia, the United Kingdom, France, and China. India, Pakistan, and Israel are outside the NPT, but India received a waiver from the Nuclear Suppliers Group, or NSG, in 2008. Now, let's talk about the implications of this development. The NPT, which was established in 1968, aims to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons and promote disarmament. The six-party talks, which involved North Korea, South Korea, the United States, China, Japan, and Russia, were an attempt to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, but they are now defunct. The International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, is the nuclear watchdog that monitors compliance with the NPT. And here is something to note: the IAEA plays a crucial role in promoting nuclear safety and security. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The NPT was established in 1968, and it has been a cornerstone of international efforts to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? India's nuclear status is outside the NPT, but it has received a waiver from the NSG, which allows it to engage in civil nuclear cooperation with other countries. Moving on to a different topic, let's talk about World Food Safety Day, which is observed on 7 June. The theme for this year is From Burden to Solutions, Safe Food Everywhere. The World Health Organization, or WHO, and the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, lead the observance of this day. The Codex Alimentarius Commission sets international standards for food safety. And in India, the Food Safety and Standards Authority, or FSSAI, has introduced a standardized vegan logo, which will be mandatory from 1st July 2027. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The FSSAI is under the Food Safety and Standards Act 2006, which is administered by the Health Ministry. The World Food Safety Day is observed on 7th June, and it aims to promote food safety and reduce the burden of foodborne diseases. Remember this date, 1st July 2027, when the FSSAI vegan logo will become mandatory. With that background in place, let us look at another development that has taken place in the realm of international relations. South Korea has nominated Ha Seong-suk, the former CEO of Naver, as its prime minister. What does this mean for India-South Korea relations? But why does this matter? It matters because India and South Korea have a special strategic partnership, which was established in 2015. India and South Korea also have a Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, which was signed in 2010. Now, let's talk about the implications of this development. The nomination of Ha Seong-suk as Prime Minister signals a tech and AI-led agenda for South Korea. This could have significant implications for India-South Korea relations, particularly in the areas of technology and innovation. And here is something to note, India's Act East policy, which aims to promote economic and strategic ties with East Asian countries, includes South Korea as a key partner. Moving on to a different topic, let's talk about a significant achievement in the world of sports. R. Pragnananda has become the first Indian to win the Norway chess tournament. What does this mean for India's emergence as a global chess power? But why does this matter? It matters because India has a young and talented pool of chess players, including D. Gukesh, who is the youngest world champion, and Arjun Erigaisi. India also won double gold at the 2024 Chess Olympiad in Budapest. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. R. Pragnananda is the first Indian to win the Norway chess tournament. Viswanathan Anand, who is India's first grandmaster, has been a trailblazer for Indian chess. Remember this name, R. Pragnananda, who has made history by winning the Norway chess tournament. With that background in place, let us look at another development that has taken place in the realm of governance. The Jan Samarth portal, which is a single-window platform for credit-linked government schemes, has completed 4 years. What does this mean for financial inclusion and e-governance in India? But why does this matter? It matters because the Jan Samarth portal has facilitated over 54 lakh applications worth about 3,951 crore rupees. The portal is integrated with AgriStack, Udyam, and credit bureaus. Now, let's talk about the implications of this development. The Jan Samarth portal is a significant initiative in the area of financial inclusion and e-governance. It aims to provide a single-window platform for credit-linked government schemes, making it easier for citizens to access these schemes. And here is something to note, the portal's integration with AgriStack, Udyam, and credit bureaus makes it a powerful tool for promoting financial inclusion and reducing poverty. Moving on to a different topic, let's talk about a significant development in the realm of education. The University of Liverpool has received approval to set up a campus in Bengaluru, making it one of the first UK Russell Group universities to open a campus in South India. What does this mean for internationalization of higher education in India? But why does this matter? It matters because the National Education Policy, 2020, and the UGC regulations for foreign higher educational institutions in India have enabled this development. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The University of Liverpool is one of the first UK Russell Group universities to open a campus in South India. The campus is expected to open in September 2026. Remember this date, September 2026, when the University of Liverpool's Bengaluru campus is expected to open. Finally, let's talk about a significant personality who has passed away. Saleem Kumar, a national award-winning Malayalam actor, has passed away at the age of 56. What does this mean for the world of cinema and the arts? But why does this matter? It matters because Saleem Kumar was a prolific actor who was known for his versatility and range. He won the National Film Award for Best Actor in 2010 for his role in the film Adamant Makan Abu, which was India's official entry to the Oscars that year. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Saleem Kumar won the National Film Award for Best Actor in 2010. The National Film Awards were instituted in 1954. Remember this name, Saleem Kumar, who was a talented actor and a beloved figure in the world of cinema. In conclusion, these developments have significant implications for India's strategic position, its emergence as a global chess power, and its efforts to promote financial inclusion and e-governance. The internationalization of higher education, the promotion of food safety, and the recognition of India's territorial sovereignty are all crucial aspects of India's growth and development.